Damn, Q. Maybe you did that.
Yo, man, you already know what the deal is, man. It's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. Down for another exclusive interview off the block, man. Hey, we got a treat for y'all today, right? This is a return guest. I call him EJ, right?
Yes, sir.
But he goes by the name of Eric Johnson, man. What up, EJ?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I'm excited to have you back. Now, a lot of people might not know exactly, you know, what your story is, but if you've seen the last interview, then you know what the story is. But since then, you've written a book. Yes, now, for the people who don't know exactly who you are, let's give them a little bit of a flashback of who you are and how you got to this point.
Yeah, man. Hey, first of all, Q, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on, man. You already know.
Man, ain't no problem.
Number love, man. Yeah.
It was a struggle getting you on the first time, though.
It was a struggle.
And then it took you 5 years to get back. It's all good. That's another story, but go ahead. Sir.
But yeah, man, you know, I had got to a point in my life to where I had gained a lot of weight, man, and you know, lost my job. That was really one of the reasons why I gained so much weight, man. I, you know.
The job. Yeah.
Whole job situation, man.
Yeah.
Didn't have a plan B. So once that happened, you know, everything started caving in, man. The walls started caving in. So I'm just at the crib.
For sure.
Just eating. So during that time, man, I was able to write this book and to change some things, change my mindset,
right,
and do things a little bit different, man.
Yeah, for sure. Now, last time you was here, obviously we talked about the journey of getting to, of losing two or three people, I guess you would say. Yeah. We won't even say a person, but getting rid of that weight. So we talked about that journey. So since then, I know on the show, we were talking about this book, right?
Yes.
And the name, go ahead and introduce the book first, and then we'll get into it.
All right, so the book is called The Wait Is Over.
Yep.
And it's my
W-E-I-G-H-T. Well, I can't spell it.
It's my battle with obesity. So,
for sure.
Like I said, I was 550 pounds at that one point, man, and was able to shed, you know, over 355 pounds.
Yeah, so, man, that's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight.
And that's not just physical weight either.
No,
that's you know, that's mental weight.
Yeah,
it's got to be, because after a while, obviously, it's physically demanding.
Yeah,
but also it's got to play a role on your psyche though. Like,
physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, just that whole component. You know.
Yeah. Now you know what? Talk about that though. Since you mentioned that, you said spiritually.
Yeah.
Like, did you have some spiritual battles because of this?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you know,
give us a little peek inside of that.
You know, you get up, you try to get up, you try to pray in the morning, and it was a battle, man. You know,
everything's a struggle. Yeah.
Everything was a struggle. Getting out the bed, just moving, and then by the time you finally get to a certain point, you get in, you get in the shower, you get cleaned up or whatever, you're tired.
So
you go from physically to spiritually, and everything was just weighing down on me. That's why
literally,
the weight is over. So it's for over now, man. I've come to a point in my life to where, and I really just got to a point to where I was just like, you know what, forget it. I'm going all out.
Yeah, and that was gonna be my question. Like, what was that point? Do you remember?
Yeah,
like what the motivating factor was?
Yeah, one of the motivating factors, man, was just watching my wife go to different functions. She was with her homegirls, and they going to If I'm going, I'm sitting in the car.
Yeah,
you know.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't able to. They would do like 5Ks, 10Ks. You know, races and stuff.
So she was trying to lead by example.
Yeah, she was leading.
Yeah,
and I was supposed to be the one that's supposed to lead. You know, so
hey, but that's why when you know you got a good partner though.
Yeah,
because sometimes the other partner got to lead, and you know you got to follow suit.
Yeah, man, I appreciate her too, man. For sure.
Now that's what's up though. Now that was the motivating factor there. All right, so now here again in the last episode we were talking about writing this book, and it took you a little time to get there. So with that journey, what was the motivating factor for you then to like, all right, I'm about to go ahead and do this? Because I know we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna tell the people you were a procrastinator.
but
we was talking about it, and it was never coming through.
Man.
But so like, what sparked you this time? Like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this.
You know, it was funny because even the last time we talked, man, I was telling everybody, yeah, I'm gonna write a book, and then I had other people asking me. So when is the book coming out? When is the book coming out?
Exactly.
And I was telling people, I'm writing a book.
Yeah.
Never wrote the book. I'm sitting there just blank, you know.
Right.
I didn't do anything, man. Just procrastinating.
That's it.
You know, and I was like, you know what? Let me just sit down and let me start. Let me start with a chapter.
Yeah.
Let me start with a paragraph to a chapter, you know. And just
that's the hardest part. Getting started is the hardest part.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when you did this, obviously you hadn't written a book before. So did you have some inspiration or some guidance? Like, where did that come from?
You know, basically, man, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted God to use me, man. If there's a way that I can help other people get around the weight, the mental weight first.
For sure.
And, you know, just being able to, because I don't want to see people struggle the way I struggle.
Yeah,
no doubt. It was a struggle, man. Yeah. You know, just getting up, like I said, going, trying to maintain.
Yeah.
Even though it was rough.
Yeah.
You know, because when I lost my job, man, it was a pretty decent job.
No doubt.
Like
I said,
I didn't have a plan B. So, you know, it was rough.
Now, is that a, I mean, obviously, I know that's a situation, losing your job and not having, you know, a plan B. And this is, you know, losing the weight or let's just say gaining the weight. Let's start there because obviously that had to happen first. I know that was a triggering factor.
Yeah.
With that being in mind, do you move differently now as far as like having a plan B for things?
Oh, absolutely.
So that kind of puts you in that perspective. Huh?
Yeah, man. It's different ways that I think about different situations now.
Yeah.
You know, I know that if something doesn't work out, I'm working on that plan B. Even now.
Right.
You know.
I got you.
Even now. So there's a plan B. There's a plan C in place. You know.
So you ain't never let that happen again.
No, I can't let that happen, man. You got a family. You know, I got a wife, man. So I got to be able to support her, be the man that I am supposed to
be. For sure.
You know?
Exactly. So. Yeah. Now speaking on that, saying, you know, being the man that you're supposed to be, how much of your faith played a part in this transition?
Oh man, it was
huge. I know a lot of people just don't give enough credit, you know, where credit is due. So how much of your faith was what you credit this to?
Man, let me tell you, it wasn't nothing but God, man. Because every time I think about it, it's like, man, I know I'm not supposed to be here. As you see, I'm not tall.
Right. We both short.
You're talking about 550 pounds, man. Yeah. I'm 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah.
You know, that was way too much weight, man.
Yeah, for sure.
On my knees.
Everything.
My joints, you know, just everything. So I know, man, I'm not supposed to be here. So when I'm sitting up there and I'm laying back in the hospital, and I'm talking to God. I'm like, Lord, you got to work this thing out.
We got to get this together.
Got to work this thing out.
So I know something ain't right. You know something ain't right.
It ain't right. But
I'm
going to trust you.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust you so we can get this thing, so I can get this thing right.
Yeah.
And so I can help others, man.
So, I don't want to say it like this, but you owe us this.
Oh, absolutely.
You owe us this book, man, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you asked for this.
Man.
So now you owe it to us.
I owe it. Owe it, yeah.
You kind of look at it that way, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Man, that's crazy, though. I want to talk about this, too, though. We talked about it a little bit off camera, though, just about the publishing process.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how did you get started with that, and who did you reach out to?
You know, I reached out with a company out of New York. And, okay. You know, just kind of did my research.
Okay.
And went with them. They were, you know, pretty professional.
Okay.
And I'm looking at everything and I was like, okay, I can work with them.
Yeah.
And sent them the information and they sent it back to me and was like, we can work with you.
Okay.
And so just kind of went through that process at first. And I'm not saying that I would go through that same process again.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at some of the financial costs up front.
Find something a little more cost effective.
Yeah, just a little bit more cost effective. But, I mean, you know, it was the first time.
Yeah. Which you can now because you kind of know, the ins and outs of it. So, So, are you already planning on another title?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I already got it in mind.
Yeah.
I've actually already started writing.
Is it too soon to talk about
it? Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm not going to press you.
Yeah, just a little bit. We'll do that on the next one.
Okay, because you know I'll press you. So,
all right. I'll make sure it won't be that long.
Yeah. Now, I did want to ask you this too, though, because obviously your story is inspiring. Even before the book, before any of the speaking engagements, like while you were going through like the weight loss journey, I remember countless Facebook posts about you being at the gym 5 a.m. and like on a bad knee that needs to be reconstructed, but you still working out on it. So you've been inspiring people for a long time.
Man, praise God.
Have you run into like some people that you've inspired and it like caught you off guard? Like, I can't believe I touched that person's life.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, I got on the website.
Okay.
People will go to the website and see there's testimonials.
Okay.
So I have testimonials where people have spoken just how I used to be and how I am now. So it's a good thing, man. It's a good feeling. You know,
I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you, how does that make you feel though, man, when that happens?
Good, man. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was at the gym the other day, and it was a lady. I just got back into the swimming.
Okay.
So after, it was one of the lifeguards. So she was there. She was like, "You look familiar. Your face looks so familiar." But she was like, "I just know that wasn't you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, that was me. You know. So and she was just like, "Wow."
Amazed.
You know,
like,
wow. Because when I first started swimming, I was literally coming to the swimming pool on my crutches. I was actually scared to walk in the pool area on my crutches. So you're in the pool area, and they got this little section where you sit, and they'll lower you down into the pool.
Word, okay.
You know, so that's how I started, man.
Yeah.
That's how I started.
You came a long
way. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, you came a long way.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So for somebody who's on, you know, a weight loss journey like that, I guess what would be your first, like, what would you tell them to do first? Is it something mental? Is it something physical? Like, is it something in particular you would say you need to do this first in order to, you know, partake in this journey?
You know, a lot of times, even when I first started, you know, you already know, all right, this is what I need to do.
Right.
You know.
You kind of know.
You know. So for me to actually come up to somebody or either, you know, just in conversation or whatever, first thing for me, man, was just really just get your mindset.
Yeah.
Get your mind together and just be like, look, I'm just going to pray and just keep going. Like, look, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to stop. I don't care what nobody say.
Right.
I don't care what nobody, if people look at me crazy, I'm at the gym, you know, people, you know, of course you're going to get the stares. I was getting stares before.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. So you used to it.
I was used to it. Yeah. So I was like, whatever, you know, when once I got my mind to where it's all, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
It went from there.
Man, it can be such an inspiration, though, because I remember, you know, before I took a long hiatus from the gym, and I got to get back in there, too. But I remember going to the gym. I was actually going to the Planet Fitness, I believe is in Oak Park.
Man.
And it was a guy in there that I would see every time I go in. He's an older gentleman, and he had like a severe limp, like something was wrong with his leg.
Okay.
But he in there every day.
Every day.
And he didn't care if people was looking at him limping or whatever. Like, hey, I got to be here.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, dog, if he going to be in here, I got to get here.
Yeah.
Because, like, how he one up at me, and I got two good legs,
man.
And he coming in here on the bum when he making it, man. And I ain't making it. So, you know, it's always that small inspiration. I guess I got to ask you this, too, though, because obviously you've inspired a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see some people that inspired you along the way?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you get, you know, you see inspiration. I watch definitely a lot of motivational series, and you know, so I kind of bounce off of that and just you know, have myself surrounded in the community, man. You know, when you see people, especially when you see like some of the older folks.
Yeah,
I go to the gym at 5:00 in the morning, so half of those people that are there are retired.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have anything else to do,
right?
But they're trying to stay in shape.
Exactly.
And I got, there's a guy there, 80-some years old.
What?
Every day, he's literally in there. Every day.
Not only am I just trying to be alive at 80, I can't even imagine going to the gym at 80, though.
Every day. 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he up early, get his day started.
Yeah. I mean, they're at the crack waiting for the doors open.
That's motivation.
So that's motivation.
For sure.
Just in itself, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, so you got the book. Let's talk about the process, not the publishing process, but the writing process.
Yeah. All
right. So let's talk about that. I know a little bit off camera, we were talking about how you don't find out until you start writing that you start revisiting some of these places, these dark places that you had, you know, escaped from.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a time in the book where you were writing something and it took you back to a dark place, and like, you know, what was that like?
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough. And that was one of the reasons, even when we talked before. It
took so long.
It took me forever.
Yeah.
Because once you start writing it, then you start thinking back
mm-hmm.
at those places. You're like, man,
yeah,
you know,
rough.
This actually happened,
yeah.
you know. And so I stopped. I stopped for a while. Did the start, stop.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute just to actually get through a chapter.
Yeah.
You know? And you can see it's not a big book, but it's powerful.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
You know?
Is it one in particular? I don't know if we want to spoil it, but is it anything you can give us that like about that one that just really
made
you stop writing?
Oh man, yeah, it's one in particular that really made me stop writing, man. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because even when I was going back and forth with the editor,
yeah,
you know, one of the things she mentioned, she said, throw something in there,
yeah,
that you're not gonna spoil it up front, but right. Once the reader start reading it, they're gonna be like. For real? Yeah. That actually happened?
Yeah.
But no, I can't give you one. I can give you one, man.
Yeah, that's not giving away a good one.
I'm not going to give that one away.
Okay.
But a lot of people were shocked, man, when they found out. They was like, man, what? You done been to all these strip clubs back in the day? I was like, yeah, I think I went through all of them in Southeast Michigan. You know? And Windsor, you know?
This is strip club veteran, huh?
I mean, you know, I'm not glorifying it, but I'm just being transparent.
That was a part of your past.
That was a part of the past.
For sure.
And so just getting through.
That's kind of funny, though.
It's funny, man.
I think a lot of people wouldn't think about it now.
And I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. So.
Had some fun back in the day.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
He said, and Windsor. He's a wild boy. All right, so that's some of the stuff that we're going to find in the book, obviously. Now, I know the book is motivating, and of course, you've got some motivational stories.
Oh, yeah.
So where are we at as far as doing, like, some motivational speaking? Because I know you got to be on that role now. So,
yeah.
Is that where you're headed with it now?
I'm heading that way. I'm heading in that direction.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put some things together now. Mm-hmm. To where we can get to that point. Recently just visited San Diego.
Okay.
So just trying to connect with some of the university, San Diego State.
Yeah.
Of course, back here at home, Central Michigan. Okay.
How did that connection happen with San Diego?
Man, we were in San Diego. It was my wife's birthday.
Gotcha.
So we were there and spending time for her birthday. And we actually did skydiving.
Oh, that's where y'all were at. Okay,
we were in San Diego.
I saw the skydiving.
Yeah,
you're crazy, but
I'm not gonna say I'd do it again.
Exactly. But,
so we went to this restaurant, man. It was on. My wife is plant based.
Okay.
So the restaurant was actually on the campus.
Oh, okay.
San Diego State.
Gotcha.
And so I'm like, man, you know, this would be sweet if I could connect with them.
Yeah.
Connect with their health department, whatever. Because I love San Diego, man. When I went, I was like, oh, this is all right.
Yeah. You know? Had you been to anywhere in Cali before that?
Yeah. Okay. I actually got some cousins that's in San Diego.
You're familiar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm a little familiar. You know.
Well, I mean, you got family out there.
Yeah, so I got family out there. Yeah.
I've never been to Cali at all.
Cali is nice, man. Had a chance to go up to L.A. for a day. Yeah,
I'm glad you made it back.
Yeah, right.
Because L.A. is L.A.
Yeah, L.A. is rough. It's rough. It's a different vibe in L.A.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I definitely heard. I do want to experience it, but I haven't yet, though.
Yeah, it's nice, though.
Yeah,
it's
but San Diego is a place that you think it could work out for you.
Yeah.
So the connection at San Diego State, though, how did that came from the restaurant, though? Like, what happened?
Yeah, it actually came from it was really my mind. I was like, because, you know, even though I'm on vacation, I'm still thinking.
Still working.
You know, I'm still working at Plan B and C.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, let me get to San Diego, go to the university, make a couple connections there, and see where I can go from that point.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Even after then, I'm like, okay, I went to Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Let's make that connection.
Go out there.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I think we haven't talked about this before, but I'm doing a documentary about sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had you ever had a situation with sleep apnea at all?
Yeah,
or
man, I did, and it was tough, man, because I literally, I tell people, and I write about it too.
Okay,
I tell people all the time, man. Even when it came to sleep apnea, my wife noticed it, and she was like, you know, you stop sleeping at night.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? You know, I just knew that when I got up. I was tired.
Yeah, he wasn't resting.
It was like I wasn't rested.
Yeah.
So I went and got checked out and everything. But I literally slept on the couch for like about two years, man.
Yeah.
I slept on the couch.
Yeah.
You know, it was times I get up and go back into bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for the most part, I was sleeping on the couch because I didn't I didn't want to feel like I was just going to, you know, pass right. away or whatever.
Man, look, trust me, I understand. Because when I, before I knew what it was, yeah. I was struggling to sleep. And I didn't know nothing about sleep apnea, none of that. So, yeah, just like you, I would sleep sitting up in the chair.
Yeah.
So, because, again, like you said, you don't want to be laying down trying to sleep and dying your sleep. So, I mean, it's a serious situation. Now, with the weight loss, did it go away or?
Man, it went away, man. Just that simple. I remember when I first went, got it checked out, had the machine, and, you know, went back and had it checked or had the machine checked. Because I told him, I was like, man, I was in a deep sleep, so much so to where I felt like I couldn't even wake up.
Yeah.
And he told me, he was like, oh, that was that REM sleep. Yeah. You needed that. Your body needed that.
Hey, look, you hadn't experienced
that. I hadn't experienced it in a long time.
You thought something was wrong.
I didn't know what was going on.
Like, no, bro, this is what it's supposed to be like.
This is what it's supposed to be. Yeah. I had no idea, man. Okay. So, you know, but I'm done with that, man. I was on five different blood pressure pills.
Yeah.
I'm done with those.
No pills? Nothing for blood pressure?
No blood pressure pills, yep.
Man, that's what's up.
Done with that, done with the with the CPAP machine, you know?
For sure.
So I'm glad about that, you know?
Nah, for real.
It was tough. It was tough.
So I definitely want to, I mean, obviously you don't use it anymore, but I definitely still would like to, you know, interview for our documentary for sleep apnea, just to talk about, you know, the things you went through while you had it and now how it is sleeping without it. And I want to ask you that too, though, because we talk about weight loss being physical and mental. Mm-hmm. How much of it, like leaving that CPAP behind, was mental too, though? Because even though maybe you lost the weight and you don't need it, but then you probably at some point kind of got dependent on it. So,
yeah,
like,
I did.
Yeah. So how did you break that tie?
You know, again, it just with the weight loss and made sure I continue to drink all my water, man. And, you know, it was crazy because even when I was going out of town, you'll go out of town and you have to carry that machine. you know, you have to go through all the checks. And you just, you know, it was a lot.
It's a lot, man.
It's a lot. You get tired. But even now, I'm walking through TSA. So, you know, you got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go through, because like I said, I have my knees replaced.
Yeah.
Hip replaced. It's
setting off everything.
I'm setting up. People looking at me, they looking at me like, man, what you got? What's on you?
Exactly. So like, you have to tell them that you have some replacements.
Yeah, I have to let them know. I already know the routine.
Yeah, because you already know how it goes.
So you just get tired of it, man. And you know, after a while, you just, you know, you're like, hey, I'm done with this.
Yeah, and it's tough too, though, because like nobody wants to be dependent on something.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So like you at home and the power go out, now you nervous because you can't plug your machine up. Like nobody wants to be dependent on something like that. So I definitely understand that. Now you talked about your wife, obviously being an influence, kind of doing the things that motivated you to be like, you know, let me change my life.
Yeah.
How instrumental was she in this book though?
Yeah, she was very instrumental, man. Like I said, she was the one who actually kicked everything off and told me, like, look, this is what she's doing. I really just followed her footsteps.
Okay.
Because she's plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
She eats plant-based. She was logging in her foods.
Yeah.
It took me 2 years just to even download the app. You know?
For real, procrastinating.
I was procrastinating for real. Talking about writing a book. I was really procrastinating. Because, you know, my mindset was like, man, I'm not about to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to log in everything. But that's how I had to start off.
Right.
I don't do it as much now.
Okay.
But that's how I had to start off. I was like, okay, this is where I had to go from here to there. So my wife played, she actually showed me just through her living on how to get this thing started.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like she the backbone to the process.
Yeah, she the backbone to the process.
For sure. That's what's up, man. Yeah. Everybody's not that lucky though, right? Everybody's not that lucky to have a partner that really, like, you know, stands in their corner like that.
Yeah.
How important was that for everything though? Like, cause I mean, you talking about the weight loss, the book, moving forward with you know, some speaking engagements coming up. I'm gonna go ahead and talk that into fruition, and she's been a part of all of that. So like, what would it be like if you chose a different partner? Like, do you think you would have been able to do this on your own?
No, not at all, man. I don't think I'd be able to do it at all. You know, she's definitely been my motivation.
For sure.
Yeah, my motivation. Just want to do better.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I was down and out, man, for what, five years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Five and a half years.
That's a long time.
So I owe her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You she got one coming.
Return on investments. Yeah. You know, she got it coming. You know, so I have to. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I got you on that one.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. Now, I know we're not going to talk about the next book, but like, what do you see like in the future though? Like in the near future, other than speaking to games, like where do you want to take this? Because this is legitimately a brand.
Yeah.
So, like, where do you want to take the brand? Where do you see it going?
I really see it going, man. Like I said, and even when we talked off camera, in regards to not just here in the United States.
Right.
You know,
right.
Overseas.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, international. So, I have some connections in Japan.
Yeah.
And so, I really want to take it, man. I'm telling you, yeah. Shout out to Japan.
Yeah.
Osaka. So I really want to take this thing as far as it can go. As far as God want me to take it, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm there.
For sure.
Yeah, I really want to do this.
Is there a certain demographic that you're aiming towards? Like, is it a target or is this just for general audience?
It's general audience.
Okay,
yeah,
it's
definitely general audience. Yeah. You know, I love definitely dealing with, you know, our people. Definitely
yeah,
love
for sure.
dealing with
always Africa, because yeah.
you know, but it's for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's for everybody. It's a message right now, man. Especially now, especially after the pandemic. You know, a lot of people
man.
Have. Just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because I ain't going to lie, we was kind of getting it together during the pandemic because people were frightened.
Yeah.
So, like, people really start taking their health seriously. But you're right. Now that things are back open, you're not wearing a mask. People are like, I'm going to chill out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true, though. So, how hard is that to keep that motivation up for people, you think, though? Because it seems like people don't move like that until it's a crisis.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so when it's not crisis time, how do you keep a person motivated?
Man, you just got to, again, like, so you got to change that mindset. You got to be able to go. You got to be able to grind. And it takes a lot for me. You know, I don't like getting up. I get up at 3.
To get there.
I'm at the gym at 5. But even at 3, man, so I'm in my, you know, I'm studying, I'm praying. Yeah. I'm trying to get myself because I know.
Yeah.
If I can't spread a message unless I got myself together first.
That's true.
So in order for me to have myself together first, that's what I got to do.
That's what you got to do, right.
And then, you know, kind of go from there.
Yeah, because you can't fill nobody's cup if yours is empty.
Yeah, if mine is empty, I can't spread it, you know.
That's facts. Yeah, that's
facts.
So, yeah,
man, so I've just been trying to do that and, you know, just work through that whole dynamic.
All right, we go round it off in a minute here because I don't want to hold you too long. But I do want to ask you this, though. During this process, the writing process, what would you say is the most memorable point in this process? Like, what would be your best memory during this process?
Man, I think the best memory for me actually just writing this book is really just completing it.
No,
seriously, man, because, you know. Yeah. It took me forever to write this book, man.
So that was an accomplishment.
That
for
was
real.
A huge accomplishment, man.
Yeah.
I was, you know, like I said, procrastinating. So I wanted to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's not a big book. It's not anything that, I mean, I've had people that read it, went through it a day, 2 days.
Yeah, because some people read like that.
Some people read like that.
Yeah, I read like that.
I don't read like that either. So, you know, I wanted to make it to where it's, and I wanted to be as practical as possible.
Okay.
You know, and so, keep it short, keep it smooth.
I was curious because I know there's a lot of points where it take you to a place or even an epiphany. Like, I'm pretty sure you learned some stuff about yourself that you didn't even know
until you
had written a book. So, another question. I'm sorry. I want to keep going back to the book though. So, like, in the book, because I haven't had a chance to read it yet, is it anecdotal or like, are you telling stories about everything or like, are you giving people how to lessons? Like, what's going on in both?
Yeah, okay. Actually both. I'm giving people how to, and I'm telling the stories.
What you went through.
What I went through.
Got you. Okay. That makes the most sense.
Yeah, man.
So now you can, if I can identify with it, then I can take the process a little easier.
Absolutely.
That's usually how that works. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, man.
It is something I'm curious too. Like, I got a million questions. I'm sorry. You know,
No, man, go ahead.
I keep saying I'm about to wrap it up, right?
Right, no, but you're good.
So, again, I know that it's a mental and physical thing. Mm-hmm. Had you at any point had to do, like, any therapy or anything?
Yeah. Well, you know, went through the whole, the surgeries.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean like mental like therapy.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, not necessarily.
Yeah, I know you went through all the physical therapy. Yeah. We know you went through that. Yeah, but like, would that ever like be a part of it? Like, cause I know mental health is affected when you're going through something like that. So, but you didn't have that issue.
I didn't have that. Not necessarily. You know,
to the point where you might need some help.
No. I went through, and like I said, man, my faith carried me the long way. And there you go. You know, you could put all of those components together.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and still, mental health is good. You know?
It is.
And like I said, even before.
And it's necessary.
It's necessary.
Yeah, it's necessary.
It's definitely necessary, man. I see it every day. I'm a teacher.
So, right, yeah, that's what you mentioned. You know, you see it every day.
I'm looking at some of the students, man, and I'm like, okay.
They need an evaluation.
There's some things that need to take place, addressed. You know? It's important. It's important, man. So,
and I'm glad, you know, like, not to get off subject, but I am glad that stigma has changed.
It's changed.
Yeah, because, like, or it's changing. I won't say it has changed, but I think it is changing where people, you know, black people anyway, are starting to really address their mental health. Because that was a thing that was... It was just avoided. Like, you just don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you just blow people off as being, you know, crazy.
That's it.
And, yeah, so I'm glad we moved past that, though. And I think that'll be helpful in a lot of people's weight journey. Mm-hmm. Like, because it is, a lot of it is mental.
A lot of it is.
Especially when you fall into depression and things like that. So you never really went into, like, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went into a depression, man.
Yeah.
You know, just going through that stage and... Like I said, it was tough.
Yeah,
because
you
don't know what your next move gonna be.
Yeah,
you know, so
the uncertainty of it all.
It was just even thinking about it. You know, it's like, man, that's okay. Now what am I gonna do? Like, what's my next move?
So now you got anxiety.
Exactly. So you're putting all that together.
All that together
on top of not sleeping and everything else. So,
man,
yeah, it's crazy.
And this is something else I was wondering too, though. And this might be something that you might venture into, like, the further the brand goes. But, like, how much, and this is like a shot way outside, but this is, like, kind of the thing that I'm thinking about doing when I'm doing my documentaries. Like, how much do you think, like, our disconnect, when I say our, I mean, like, black people's disconnect with the, like, with the health industry?
Mm.
Like, how much do you think that plays a part into our weight issues and health issues? Because, like, there is a disconnect. Like, we don't get the same treatment inside the city or, you know, in certain areas as far as when it comes to medicine and medical attention. So, like, how much of a role do you think that part plays in the health situations that we have?
It plays a huge role, man. I could give you one example.
Mm-hmm.
Even going through the pain surgery, the knee replacement surgery.
Right.
A lot of pain.
Yeah,
that was a lot of pain.
I bet.
And so, even during that time, man, I remember one time it was, you know, the doctor was like, "Hey, I'm not giving you any more pain pills. I'm not going to give you any more pain pills." But the next person, they're writing a script for.
Yeah.
And I know now, you know, it's kind of a tricky situation.
It is, but
you know, I was in pain.
Exactly.
And I don't know anybody that want to be in pain.
Nobody I know.
You know, so. It was a tricky situation, man. And so, yeah, it plays a huge role.
Right.
To, you know, I think a lot of times most of the physicians, they look at it like, okay, well, you know, he black, he can deal with it.
Yeah. And that's a real thing.
It's real.
That's a real, they really think that for whatever reason, we endure more pain. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I remember leaving out of that doctor's office like, man, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's really how they look at us, man. That's wild though.
Yeah.
And so you start figuring all those factors are against you. Like, you really have to start doing some of this stuff on your own.
Yeah.
And just like how you said about the physical therapy, like sometimes that disconnect with insurance and everything.
Insurance.
They can only give you this amount of, you know, sessions and that's not enough. Like, it's just...
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Another story, when I was in the Michigan rehab downtown.
Yep.
They wanted to cut me off. They wanted to, it was like, hey, just go home. You know, you can recover from home.
Yeah.
I was in no condition to go home.
But they thought you could.
There was absolutely no way I could go home at that particular time. You know.
Yeah.
Man, so, you know, one of my boys, he's a doctor there. Mm-hmm. And it was just how God worked that thing out, you know.
I was going to say, how did you get past it?
Man, it was like he talked to the director, the director. They were going back and forth with my insurance company.
Yeah.
So I was there for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, just with them going back and forth. Right.
But other than that, if they would have sent me home,
you couldn't have did it.
I couldn't have done it.
And that's crazy. Yeah, like, but like, what if you didn't know that person down there? Then that you'd have went home. And
I would have went home, and
progress would have been set back.
Yeah,
a whole lot of things could have been different.
Totally different.
Man, that's wild, right? Just that little detail could change the whole outcome.
That's for sure.
Man, that's crazy, dog. Yeah, anyway, we could be down here all night, bro. Like, we could be talking all night. I do want to give you a chance to tell the people where they can purchase the book, and if they're interested in booking you for any motivational pieces or just to talk to small groups. Like, how can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. Well, the book is actually, you can go to Amazon, Amazon.com, and The Weight Is Over, My Battle with Obesity.
Yep.
You go to Amazon and pull that up, and then you can all my social media handles.
And give us some of them.
Oh, you got Eric.Johnson.
Hey, look, I
gotta remember all of them. Yeah, Eric.Johnson313205. That's Instagram.
Okay.
Facebook Eric Johnson.
Got you. All right, for sure. And how much is the book?
The book is 15.
$15. Now, can they catch you on the street and buy it too?
They can catch me on the street. Yeah. I got my book signing coming up May 7th.
Let's talk about it then. Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at the Livonia Rec Center.
Got you. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why I want to have it there because that's why I actually started my workout.
Got you. Okay.
So when I contacted them, I was like, look, I want to have my book signing right here.
Oh, that's amazing.
So they were like, yeah, let's do it.
Of course, because that's an amazing story. May 7th. What time?
Sunday, May 7th from 11 a.m. to 4.
11 to 4? All right, for sure. I'm going to be there for sure.
Man, anyway. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm going to bring my book to get it signed again.
Again. Yeah.
Sign the back copy.
Absolutely.
No, that's what's up, though. So what kind or motivating words do you want to leave the people with today?
Man, you know what? Just... The motivational thing, man, is just to wake up every day, thank God, and just try to move forward. Don't let nothing hold you back. Whatever it is, don't let anything hold you back. You don't care about what anybody else say. Just continue to move forward. That's the thing. Just move forward. Not thinking about what happened yesterday. Not thinking about what happened 15 minutes ago. Mm. Just keep moving forward.
There you go, man. Yeah. No backtracking.
No backtracking.
No backsliding.
I'm speaking to myself right now.
Exactly. And you still have to motivate yourself.
Still got
to
motivate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so it was a lovely experience again, as always, man. I'm glad to have you back. I'm glad you finally back.
Yeah, man.
I'm mad it took 5 years.
It took a minute. Well, I'm going to make sure the next one ain't going to take that long.
You know what? It don't matter. Take as much time as you want because, again, this is a treat for all of us, but also I know this was something that you had to really go into some spaces to bring these stories back. So I know that can be challenging. And a lot of people that haven't written anything don't understand that challenge. So I tease you when we talk about how much time it took, but in all honesty, take as much time as you need.
All right, appreciate it.
Because this story is important enough that we'll wait for it.
Yeah.
No pun intended on waiting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, E, well, it was great having you, man. And you gave a shout out to all the places people can contact you. So that, of course, will be listed in the description as well. Yeah. So you'll be able to click the link and purchase directly from that link. That's it. It was a great adventure again to have you. We won't wait 5 years again.
No.
Matter of fact, I might try to put something a little something together at the signing.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we can do it like
that. Let's do it, man.
Yeah, let's do it like that.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. So you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. This has been another exclusive interview off the block with my man EJ Eric Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Till the next time, man. Peace out, y'all.
All right.
Thank you. you did that.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.